Good morning, everyone. How are you? How are you? Awesome. As you can tell, I like the interaction. I want to make sure you're awake, so I'm watching you, okay? Obviously, the theme for today's reading is anyone? Anyone? I hear a lot of mumbling. Who's brave enough to tell me what the theme is? I still hear mumbling. What's the theme, sir?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? You have no idea.
Not really.
Well, I surely appreciate your honesty. The theme, of course, is for us to be like Peter, to keep our focus on Jesus. Would you agree with that? Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Thank you. But there's something beyond that that I want to kind of unpack a little bit. And that is, what I like to do is find kind of a golden thread to bring all of the scripture readings together. And the theme that I thought of today that I saw was, first of all, for us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Because if we take our eyes off Christ, just as Peter did, we end up sinking in fear of our own life, right? And it's then we call out. And then I recognized the theme is, for us, first of all, we must recognize God in our lives. And I think what really brought that out was our first reading. Remember when he was standing and God said, I will come and reveal myself to you. And all of a sudden an earthquake came, this big, huge event, and God wasn't there. And then the firestorm came and God wasn't there. And then it was a little whisper. And that's when he got up and he hid himself because he knew God was present. Isn't it that way with us? If we choose to view or recognize God in our lives, he usually doesn't reveal himself in the spectacular, right? He reveals himself in the silence of our hearts. I know in my life, when there was times when a difficult decision was made or it was a difficult time, I recognized that God's working wasn't in all the spectacular things, but it was in the silence of my heart. Would you agree with me? Would you agree with me? Isn't that amazing? And what's so powerful about that is that God speaks to each one of us individually based on our own person, based on our own personality. And the true telltale sign of the Holy Spirit is that peace we get in our hearts. How many of us have gone through difficult times? You don't have to raise your hand, right? But we all know that if we haven't gone through difficult times, we know for sure we will again. Whether it's an illness or a struggle, or a loss of a job, or a death. We know that this will happen. And yet we recognize at that times, God works most in our hearts, in the stillness and silence of our soul. And so we recognize then the importance of focusing on Him. And here's the main point. We need to do this, especially in the good times of our lives. You know, in my parish, we have over 4,000 families, about 12,000 people. We average about 400 funerals a year, which is more than one a week. That doesn't include the vigils or the prayers and anything. That's the actual funeral. And I've recognized through all of this time Those who have formed themselves in Christ are completely different than those who haven't. I can tell you, when I walk into a room of a family who has just lost a loved one, or they were about to through hospice, I can tell you within 10 seconds how strong their faith is. I've walked into houses where there was complete despair. It was so thick you could cut it like butter, because there was no faith. There was no hope. And I can tell you many times, more often than not, going into a family home and there's still hope and there's still peace, even in the midst of the loss of the loved one. But that doesn't happen all at once. And this is the purpose of this homily and this reading. Keep your eyes focused on Christ. Learn the art of discipleship. Because discipleship, roots word, also means discipline. To learn the way of the Christian faith. Whether it's through scripture study, of course, going to Mass on a regular basis, even weekdays. You know all these things, right? You know that there are things in your heart that God is calling you to do. Don't take your eyes off Christ. Keep learning that discipline, because our goal is eternal life, right? Right? Absolutely. And those of you who are parents, I see a lot of families with kids, and it's awesome that you're here. Make sure your home is fertile ground. And if you want to know what's important in your kids' lives, look and see what's on their walls and on their shelves, right? Because you'll know what's important to them. And keep forming them in the faith. But even more important than that, keep forming yourself. You live by example. Those of you parents and grandparents, let your children see Christ in your eyes. Be disciples. Don't take your eyes off of Him. And our goal, of course, is eternal life. Let's continue to support one another on that journey.